Bump, Set, Spike. It's time for high school volleyball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on CARE Radio. Our coverage of high school volleyball is proudly brought to you by our CARE Radio Sports Boosters. We now head to the court for all the action.
We welcome you back to Western Kansas, Dodge City at United Wireless Arena as we bring you the final match of pool play with Jefferson County North Volleyball as they take on the two-seed Ellenwood. And we got a lot to dissect with still a lot of different scenarios here in play. Pool one has wrapped up. Smith Center, the top seed overall. Now 41-2, they swept their three matches and they moved on as the number one seed out of pool number one, and then Hillsboro, the four seed coming in, finished second in pool one, going 2-1 with their one loss to Smith Center. So Hillsboro is the number two spot out of pool one. So again, Smith Center and Hillsboro on to the semifinals tomorrow. Wabunsee and then St. Mary's Colgan, both those two have been eliminated. On the court behind me right now, we have Garden Plain and Maranatha. Of course, this is in the same pool as Jefferson County North. JCN has played both of these teams so far. Jeff County North got a win over Maranatha, and then Garden Plain won a thrilling three-set win over Ellenwood just a little bit ago. So even win or lose, Garden Plain is 2-0, trying to beat Ellenwood, or I should say Maranatha, to go to 3-0. If somehow Maranatha was able to get a win over Garden Plain, and then Ellenwood were to knock off Jeff County North here, we would have a three-way tie for second place at 1-2. Now, going through different tie-breaking scenarios, it seems that it would have something to do with the amount of sets played. Now, it was a lot to dissect. We weren't quite sure what the scenario would look like if that was the outcome, but this is a win-and-in scenario here for JCN, as long as Garden Plain is able to knock off Maranatha, and they have taken the first set 25-19. So, if Garden Plain beats Maranatha, and then Jeff County North knocks off Ellenwood here, it'll be the Chargers, and then also Garden Plain moving on to Championship Saturday. But a lot to dissect as we are now underway with Ellenwood and Jeff County North. Thanks for staying up with us here on 93.7 CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. First point of the match going to Ellenwood. And Ellenwood came in as the two seed, the Eagles, now 34-6, but they are 0-2. There's one that sails out on a serve. Jeff County North getting a freebie, and it's tied at 1-1. Jordan Rank to serve it from left to right as I have turned around and faced the opposite direction as I've been here for 13 hours now. Now finally looking at the back courts, and there's another point for Jeff County North. That one was off the fingertips of Anna Ricker, a 5'8 junior for Ellenwood, and out of play. So JCN, an early 2-1 advantage. Rank sends it on over. Here's the spike attempt right into the net. It's Bella Baker short on that one. JCN three straight. They lead it 3-1 here in set number one. Jordan Rank to serve again. High arcing serve across the way. Here's a set. There's a spike here on the near side, and there's a point for Ellenwood, and the finish there by Gabrielle Jacobs, a 5'11 junior. And the Eagles back to within one at 3-2 JCN. This is Bella Baker, the 5'5 junior to serve. Sends it on over a line drive serve. JCN puts it to the front of the net. Tapped over by Addison Manville and puts it in the soft spot of the defense and doubles up the JCN lead now to 4-2 here early on in set one. So again, Garden Plain defeated Maranatha in the first set. A win for Garden Plain would improve them to a perfect 3-0 in pool play. And then Ellenwood could really shake things up if they knock out Jeff County North here. Nice rally going on. There's a set and a spike attempt. Jobbins, though, saving it, pushing it to the other side. Now here's a set spike attempt for Ellenwood, and it's well defended at the front of the net. Evelyn Smith, a part of that tandem up there with Addison Manville. And it is now a 5-2 JCN lead. There's an ill-advised serve from Corey Bertels as that one goes into the net. And Ellenwood gets a point there, 5-3 JCN here in this first set. The libero, Lauren Knopp, sends it on over. And there is a set and a spike attempt that stays inside the line. They said it was tipped out by Ellenwood. A good finish there for Addison Manville. And the lead is now 6-3 in favor of JCN. Manville sends it over, pushing it to the front of the net. There's a nice defensive play once again. JCN's defense off to a roaring start with Ruck Deschel up front alongside Evelyn Smith. They've had a couple deflections there. Their lead is 7-3. Ellenwood to the far side, sends it over. Another block up there on the JCN defensive front, but Ellenwood able to push this one back over. Jobbins on the back line, keeping it in play. There's the set. Smith, a spike attempt. It's on the side of Ellenwood, and it finally falls and hits the hardwood, and it's a point for the Chargers as their lead is now 8-3. Both of the Ellenwood matches against Garden Plain and Maranatha were three-set thrillers. As another serve goes out, Ellenwood gets a much-needed point. It's now 8-4 JCN. So again, it was emotion-filled and tiring and taxing. So this is pulling out all the stops if you're Ellenwood because you still have a fighting chance. And you have to beat JCN here. Jobbins on the back line, kept it in. Pushed up front to Ruck Deschel. Ruck Deschel pushing it over with the right hand. Now Ellenwood on the attack. There's a spike attempt and there's a kill. That's Bella Baker finishing that one strong. Mary Dimmitt a part of that one as well, a 5-5 senior. Ellenwood within three. It's 8-5 JCN. Jobbins saves it from being an ace. There's a good defensive play by the front of Ellenwood, and then that one lands out, and the Eagles get that point. They're back to within two. 8-6, three straight points for Ellenwood. Ellenwood out of the Central Prairie League. They went 34-4 during the regular season, and they get another point here as JCN couldn't get it over in three tries. That's four straight for the Eagles, and it's now just a one-point game for JCN here in the first set. They lead 8-7. Jacobs serves it over for Ellenwood to the far side, and there is Audrey Bell, who just had a little too much on that spike attempt, and it goes out of play, and we're now tied at 8-8, five straight for the Eagles after JCN had built an 8-3 lead. Danville to the front, pushed over by Bell. There's the set. There's the spike attempt by Dimmitt. Chargers play it well. Bell had it tip off the top of the net. Ellenwood now with their third try. They get it on over. Jobbins on the back line, pushing it to the front. Tapped over on a third try. Eagles back with it. They push it here to the near side, and that one is out. A little strong. And JCN regains the lead at 9-8 here in set one. Claire Jobbins, the junior libero, to serve for the Chargers. Sends it over with the right hand to the back line. Pushed up front for Ellenwood. Near side. Spike attempt here to the near side. Diving effort by Jobbins, but to no avail. As Ellenwood gets the point, we're tied 9-9. Again, Garden Plain with an 8-5 lead in set two against Maranatha. Garden Plain trying to earn the one seed out of these top four in pool number two. Ellenwood has it, pushing it to the backside. Dimmitt with the spike, and it's going to be up against the net, JCN, so a violation against the Chargers. Ellenwood gets the point, and Ellenwood takes the lead here in set one, 10-9. They were down 8-3. Now they've hit seven of the last 8 points to take this lead. Chargers send it over to the back line. Ellenwood going to push it here to the near side. There's the spike attempt by Baker. Jobbins in the back line doing a nice job for JCN to keep it alive. Eagles get it again. There's the set and the spike attempt right off the face of Jobbins, and that one is finished strongly by Brittany Simpson, a 5'7 junior. Ellenwood now in a little bit of a groove as their lead is now 11-9 here in set one over JCN. That one's tapped over, and then it's going to be another point as that one is out of play. Now 12-9 Ellenwood. You know, I've been hearing some rumblings on certain scenarios. Now, I don't know if they are 100% true. JCN's going to call a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. So the scenarios that were being chatted around with, depending on some of the outcomes here, if Garden Plain, which they're up 10-7 in set two over Maranatha, if they win set two and then they sweep Maranatha, and then if Ellenwood was able to sweep Jeff County North here in two sets, again, that would put three teams at 1-2 and via the tiebreaker of sets played, Ellenwood would be the team that would move on with Garden Plain. But there's still a lot to play out here. There are a bunch of different scenarios. The JCN can certainly punch their ticket to tomorrow. That one goes out. And JCN can't find it inside the square right now. It's now 13-9 Ellenwood as they are now in control. Here in this first set, JCN still has plenty of time. Anvil pushing it over. Now Ellenwood a chance. Far side, Dimmitt slaps it over with the right hand, right into the hands of Addison Manville, who sets up her teammate. And there's a kill shot and a point for JCN. Jordan Rank puts that one away. And back to within three is JCN at 13-10. We'll get a couple subs in. Holly Forge in to serve for the Chargers. Trailing 13 sets. Final pool play match here in it's Friday slate of games here in Dodge City. It's going to be a point for Ellenwood, a violation against Jordan Rank. They say she was against the net. And it's now 14-10 Eagles leading the Chargers. Again, JCN had an 8-3 lead. It's been all Ellenwood since. They lead it now 14-10. There's a set spike attempt. Good dig on the back line. And finally, the Chargers able to get one over and find an open spot in the defense as Rank pushes that one over the net. The score is showing 15-10, but it should be 14-11. Now it should be 15-11 as Ellenwood gets that point. So the Eagles lead by four, 15-11 here in the first set. Chargers push it up front. Thompson's kill is too long, and it's actually a point for JCN. It was deflected on the back line, so a break for the Chargers. They get that point now down 15-12. That one was strong by Thompson. Now the officials are confirming. Ellenwood does not believe it was deflected at all. The angle I got is tough. Certainly, I could not tell. It was deflected. You could tell by the trajectory that it was going to be out. Now they're calling in the backside official as well. So now all three officials are about to discuss. If it holds, it'll be a point for JCN, and they'd be back to within three at 15-12. And they do confirm it. So it was tipped. So a big point for the Chargers, 15-12 here in set number one. Now they are confirming with the Ellenwood coaching staff, and that is Greg Maxwell, head coach for the Eagles. 15-12 Ellenwood here in the first set. It's sent over. Now the Eagles have a chance, and it goes right into the net as Gabrielle Jacobs kind of mistimed her jump. JCN back-to-back points. They've hit three of the last four and four of the last six to get back to within two at 15-13. Sent on over by Jordan Rank. Front of the net, taps. Blocked by JCN. Ellenwood has one shot to get it over, and they do. JCN sets it up for Manville and sends it home with a spike and finish. 15-14. JCN back to within one. So Renks is served. The sophomore sends it over. Ellenwood pushing it up. Dimmitt to the backside. There's the spike from Baker. It's blocked by the front of JCN. They'll get another opportunity. It's blocked again by Thompson and Manville. And then it's going to land on the side of Ellenwood, and it's another point for Jeff County North. They have tied it at 15 here in the first set. That combination of Manville and Thompson at the front of the net, it's tough getting anything over those two right now. Dimmitt to the near side, and again it's blocked by the combination of Thompson and Manville. 16-15 Chargers. The difference in this one right now, and we got a whistle and a timeout, Ellenwood. 16-15 Chargers, set number one, back in 30 seconds here on CARE 93.7.
Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville wants to congratulate the Jefferson County North volleyball team and wish them the best of luck at state this weekend in Dodge City. Gals of Grace has new fall t-shirts, flannels, and sweaters, so stop by and see them from 9 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2. Check them out on Facebook for the new fashion updates. Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Dodge City at the two-way state volleyball tournament. Joe Kerr back in studio. I'm Brandon Sadman. Jeff County North leading Ellenwood here 16-15 here in the first set. Again, a lot can still be played out as the Chargers get a point there. They entered this final pool play match at 1-1 and now lead 17-15. Multiple tiebreakers could come into play depending on the outcome of these last two that are going on right now, as Pool 1 is already wrapped up. So the final two matches that are going on right now are both from Pool 2. Maranatha and Garden Plain behind me. And, of course, Jeff County North here in Ellenwood. There's a set and a spike attempt. And another point for JCN as Ruck Deschelle puts that one away. And now the Chargers have found a rhythm. They got down 15-11. They have rattled off seven straight, and they lead at 18-15. Putting it up front, Baker barely gets it over. JCN has to save it, and it's going to be a point for the Eagles if that one ends up out of play. Much-needed point there for the Eagles. Down now 18-16, snaps a seven-point streak for the Chargers. This one sent on over by the junior, Bella Baker. Put up front, Manville, nice dig though. And then finally put down at the point of attack again. It's Addison Manville, the senior. Makes it 19-16, Jeff County North. Again, a win for JCN, and it doesn't matter what happens on the other side because Jeff County North beat Maranatha, and even if Maranatha were to beat Garden Plain, JCN would have the tiebreaker via the head-to-head matchup. The defensive front right now has been the difference. And another block, and then this one actually lands out. So unfortunate there for the Chargers. It's now 19-17. But that's really been the difference here for JCN to get back into it. The front line, Thompson, Ruck Deschelle, Manville. Pushed over by Jobbins. Now Ellenwood here on the attack. Dimmitt to the backside. There's the spike attempt, and that one lands true as Brittany Simpson puts that one in for Ellenwood. And they're back to within one. It's 19-18, Jeff County North. Thanks for hanging up with us tonight. It's been a long day here in Dodge City. There's the set, and then that one blocked at the net, and it's going to be a point, so net violation against JCN, and now we're tied at 19. So a little spurt here by the Eagles. Three straight and four of the last five to tie it up. To the back line, and the net is an eight for Ellenwood. That was the libero, Lauren Knopp, the junior. And Ellenwood has taken the lead at 20-19 here in the first set. So not back to serve. Four straight points and five of the last six for Ellenwood to take the lead. There's the set, and there's the touch finish by Manville, but Ellenwood keeps it alive, and then that one barely goes over the net, and Ellenwood's going to get that point as it goes out of play. It went on the far side of the antenna. So it went out of play, and now JCN wants to burn a timeout. Down two here late in the first set. 21-19, Ellenwood. Back in a moment here on KARE 93.7.
Kendall Bank congratulates the JCN volleyball team and wishes them the best of luck at state. Kendall Bank continues to deliver a personal touch, whether it's at the door, on the phone, or online. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, in Valley Falls, Winchester, Nortonville, Overland Park, and Westport.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Ellenwood leads Jeff County North 21-20 here in the first set. The final match of pool play for the Chargers. A win and you're in the semifinals tomorrow scenario if they're able to get it done here against Ellenwood. But the Eagles are trying to shake things up here in this pool if they can get the upset win. There's the set. There's the spike as Manville puts that one away. And we're tied at 21. So Addison Manville, after that monster spike in points, will serve it up. Sends it on over. Dimmitt sets it up for her teammates. As Simpson couldn't put it home. There's Ruck to Shell, and that one's too far and out of play. Point for the Eagles. Regain the lead at 22-21 over Jeff County North. Serve over by Gabrielle Jacobs. Manville sets up her teammate as Bell taps it over. But Dimmitt sends it to this side. Another block this time by Evelyn Smith. Dimmitt pushing it back this way. Pushed over by Kennedy Bink. Sent back over by JCN. Ellenwood here on the attack. Dimmitt tipped in the air and then tipped back over. Back and forth we go. Manville to Ruck to Shell. It is long. Ellenwood earns the point. 23-21. An important point here for JCN, and now they're in a world of hurt as they had two awkward bumps with the ball at the front of the net. And now Ellenwood has set points. They're up 24-21. This certainly has been a game of runs here in the first set. Ellenwood an opportunity to close it out. They send it here to the near side. The spike's in over. Manville keeps it alive for JCN. Smith pushing it over to Ruck to Shell. That sends it to the back line, but it's out of play, and Ellenwood takes the first set, 25-21. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and get you set for set number two right after this on KARE 93.7.
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store have any fresh, hot food options?
We've got it all.
Can Petro Convenience Store give me a high-quality fuel at a competitive price?
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store offer great personality?
We've got it all. More than just a convenience store, now serving soft-serve ice cream. Stop by Petro in Valley Falls to experience food, drinks, and personality.
Food, drinks, and personality. As the kids say,
we've got it all.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and representing over 35 companies, allowing me to provide you a tailor-made policy that fits you best. Contact me, Dave Taylor, Tanya Reed, or Michael Skaggs at 785-863-2000. 2631. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
The voice of the Benedictine Ravens and your local high school sports. Hot Country 93.7.
This is Jonathan Schmidt with Outdoor Concepts and Design. And after 6 years, we look forward to another year of providing our high quality services. In the last year, we've upgraded our equipment line to better provide our excavation services. Whether it be regrading a property, trenching in drainage or utility lines, building a new driveway, or just general property maintenance. We look forward to your phone call. You can reach us at 913-674-0300 for a free quote to get your dirt done right.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
Courtney's LLC, family owned and operated for over 30 years, sells more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Contact Courtney's LLC, 913-796-6198, or see them north of McLeod.
Welcome back to Dodge City. Set number two is underway between Ellenwood and Jeff County North. Eagles, an early 1-0 lead here in this opening portions of set number two. JCN lost the first set 25-21, and Ellenwood now off to a 2-0 start against the Chargers. Garden Plain has officially knocked off Maranatha, so Garden Plain is perfect in pool play at 3-0. Maranatha, I believe, is eliminated now at 1-2, so Jeff County North and Ellenwood here fighting for the final spot in the semifinals tomorrow. JCN gets on the board, much needed point there. They're down 2-1. Serves in over by Audrey Bell, but it goes right into the net, and it's a 3-1 Ellenwood lead. Good dig on the back line by Holly Forge. There's the set. There's the spike. Good dig, though, on the back line as Dimmitt now puts it up front for her teammate, Kennedy Bink. Now here are the Chargers. Manville with a nice touch over the front line of the defense, but Ellenwood able to save it. Dimmitt pushing it over for the Eagles. Now back in front of the Chargers. Manville with the kill. With a nice defensive stop. Ellenwood keeps it alive. Jobbins back line. They want to set up Thompson this time, and that time it works. Macy Thompson with a finish. And JCN back to within one at 3-2. As Jordan Rank will serve it up for Jeff County North. Puts it to the front of the net, and that one lands on the JCN side, so it's going to be a kill for Gabrielle Jacobs and a point for Ellenwood, and they lead 4-2. Here in set number two, they beat JCN 25-21. And a service there. That one sent long and out by Lauren Knopp. And JCN back to within one at 4-3. So Thompson comes out. Corey Bertels checks in. And will serve for Jeff County North. Sending it here from left to right. Backside spike attempt by Jacobs. And it finds a home. And a point for Ellenwood. They now lead 5-3, so we have alternated points. Since it was 2-0. Manville, there's the spike, and she finds a spot in the middle of the defense, and a big point for JCN, and we continue to alternate. Ellenwood's lead is 5-4. And a nice big finish there for Addison Manville, the senior. She'll serve it across for JCN. Here's the set up front. That one's going to go long, and Ellenwood was wanting to see if it was tipped, and Simpson leading her case, but didn't work out. JCN gets the point. We're tied at 5. Manville again serves it up. There's the spike attempt. Manville sets it up front, and it's sent on over by Evelyn Smith, and she's able to find a spot in between the defenders. JCN has scored three straight and taken a 6-5 lead here in set two. And we're going to get a whistle and a violation against the Nets for Ellenwood, and another point for the Chargers. Their lead is 7-5. Manville sends it over, a near ace, but Ellenwood able to keep it alive and send it on over. Jobbins probably should have let that one go, and it's going to be a violation against JCN, so Ellenwood gets a point back, and they're down one as JCN's lead is now 7-6. I believe if Ellenwood wins this set in sweeps, they would be on and JCN would be going home. Pushed here to the near side. There's a spike attempt by Dimmitt. Saved in by Evelyn Smith and sent on over on a third try. Knopf will set it up front for Ellenwood. Now the Chargers get it with Jobbins in the back. Sent over by Ruckteschel. Knopf again will set her teammate up front. Sent back over. Backline saved there by Fertles for JCN. There's a spike attempt that was tipped at the net, but kept alive by Ellenwood. Here's a spike attempt by Baker, but Jobbins keeping it in on the back line. Manville sends it over to Ruckteschel, and she finally sends it through and lands the point for the Chargers. 8-6, JCN. Libero Jobbins back to serve, sends it over for the Chargers. Push to the backside. There's the spike attempt. That one is out. Point for JCN. They lead 9-6 here. And now Ellenwood's pleading that it was tipped, and now here come the officials to discuss. It did not look like it was tipped. I've seen this a few times today with controversial calls, and they said they are correct. So they confirmed the call. JCN's lead is 9-6. Are they replaying that point? It's showing 8-6, and David Shuler, head coach for the Chargers, is not happy with, I guess, what they decided. And so that point was actually taken off the board, it looks like, and Ellenwood just earned a point right back there, so it's now 8-7, JCN. Just like that, it went from 9-6 to 8-7, so that's certainly a big swing. Manville sets up Bell, who finishes in front of the net. 9-7 JCN, Manville with the dime. And the strong finish from Audrey Bell. And Manville, just the lone senior on the roster. Heavy sophomore class and a big junior class as well. Five sophomores, five juniors, or six juniors, I should say, as that one sit too long and a point for Ellenwood. JCN's lead is 9-8 here in set number two. Ellenwood won the first set 25-21, and then that one is in. They're going to call it an ace. David Shuler can only shake his head. He had the best view of anybody outside of the official, and he knew it. He had no argument there, and it's now tied at 9. There's Dimmitt again. Jobbins gets out of the way. Third try. JCN has to get it over, and they do. Libero Knopf sets it up front here for Baker, and then that's well defended. Macy Thompson swats it back and earns the point for Jeff County North. They retake the lead at 10-9. So the Audrey Bell to serve it away. Thompson up front, along with Rank and Manville. Pushed over by Baker. Nice backline save there. Now JCN has to get it over on a third try. Ellenwood's turn. Blocked by Thompson, and it's put down. Macy Thompson again, 11-9 JCN. So here is Audrey Bell. Sends it across. Dimmitt here to the near side. And another defensive effort, but Ellenwood keeps it alive. Thompson and Manville have been dominant defensively. Push to the front of the net, and that one is saved, but up against the net. And it's going to be a point for Jeff County North. The lead now 12-9 over Ellenwood. Here in set number two. Sent over by Bell. Dimmitt pushing it up. There's the spike from Baker. That one too long. Jeff County North earning that point. And I think we're going to get a timeout. Timeout Ellenwood. JCN leads 13-9 here in set two. We pause for 30. Back in a moment here on 93.7 CARE.
Fall is a time of awesome colors, seasonal celebrations, and best of all, fall foods, including all things pumpkin spice. For the families served by the Union State Bank of McLeod, Union State Bank of Oskaloosa, and Union State Bank of Atchison, and across our seven locations, it is also the time to reflect on your accomplishments and think ahead to the new year. Union State Bank offers rewards-based checking and savings accounts, loans, and even cash management tools for your business. Now in their 120th year, see them to find out why they believe they are rich in community.
Back here in Dodge City to a volleyball state tournament. It's Jeff County North leading Ellenwood 13-9 here in set number two. Ellenwood won the first set over JCN 25-21. That one goes into the net. JCN now five straight points. After it was tied 9-9, they lead it now 14-9. JCN getting a victory here would put them into the semifinals tomorrow against the top seed Smith Center. Jamin thought that one went out, but it's in according to the official, so a big point for Ellenwood there, now down 14-10. Bella Baker, two serve it away for the Eagles, sends it on over. JCN puts it up front, Thompson pushing it over on a third try. There's a bump, there's a set, the spike is blocked by Thompson. But Ellenwood keeps it alive and sends it on over. There's Bell to Manville, her spike is saved on the back line. Another defensive effort kept alive by Ellenwood. This one pushed over on a third try by Mary Dimmitt. Now JCN once again, there's a set and a spike, but it's back over to the side of JCN. Good rally here. They want Manville this time, and she gets it to go. That one clipped the top of the net and kind of confused the front line of the defense for Ellenwood. And now the lead is 15-10 in favor of JCN here in the second set, needing this one to force a third set. Pushed here to the near side, and then that one's up against the net as well. Miscommunication on the front line for Ellenwood. It's a 16-10 lead for the Chargers. Jordan Rank serves it away. Big key stretch here as JCN extends this lead, and that time Ellenwood gets the point. A finish there by Gabrielle Jacobs. Back to within five as Ellenwood at 16-11. See if Ellenwood has a little bit of a push here. Knopp, who sends it over on the serve. Manville with the spike. That one well defended. Push back over. Jobbins on the back line. Keeping it alive for JCN. Now Thompson sends it over. Saved up by Knopp. Here's Ellenwood on the offensive end. Pushing it back over to the front line. JCN's opportunity. That one is out. Say it was too strong. And it's a point for Ellenwood. 16-12. JCN by four. Lauren Knopp will send this one over. Jamin's to the front of the net. Set up. And it barely trickles over the net. And Ellenwood able to keep it alive. There's a well-defended play. But it goes out. And Ellenwood... three straight points, back to within three at 16-13, JCN. I think the Chargers and David Shuler want to take a timeout. They will. JCN 16, Ellenwood 13 here in set two. We'll take a 30. Back in a moment on CARE.
It's the final weekend for the best local haunted thrill attraction, the Silos Haunt in Nortonville. From sundown to midnight this Friday and Saturday, check out the Silos for just $16. And check out their new thrill attraction, The Killing Floor, sponsored by Bishop's Chainsaw. It's the final two nights to experience a new level of terror at the Silos Haunt in Nortonville. The Silos Haunt, wishing the GCN volleyball team best of luck this weekend in Dodge City.
Set two, Jeff County North leading Ellenwood 16-13. Ellenwood won the first set 25-21. A win for JCN would punch their ticket to championship Saturday in a matchup with top seed Smith Center in the semifinals, but they gotta close out one here, and there's a nice set and kill shot by Addison Manville and extending the lead to 17-13. Macy Thompson comes out. Corey Bertles checks in to serve for JCN. Throws it up, sends it across. Knott puts it in the air. Second shot, front of the net, pushed over by Ellenwood. Jobbins to the front. Manville, nice touch on that one, but Ellenwood keeps it alive and pushing it back over. Jobbins to the front. There's Evelyn Smith, and she'll finish. Evelyn Smith, the sophomore, puts it home, 18-13. Jeff County North in control here in the second set. This is the 3-2 seed. JCN the 3 seed, Ellenwood the 2 seed. JCN 1-1 in pool play. Ellenwood 0-2. Ellenwood could still find a way in if they won this set. Here's a set spike attempt. JCN saves it. Smith to Ruckdeschel. Back into the face of Jobbins, and they're going to say it's a fourth hit, and David Schuler can't believe it. And now, some words for the official. I think they have every right to argue that one. I think certainly a point was awarded to Ellenwood when it shouldn't necessarily have been that way, but it is Jeff County North still leading 18-14 here in the second set. As Dimmitt pushes this one back over. Now Smith to the far side, Ruckdeschel, her spike attempt goes long. And it's now 18-15, JCN's lead down to 3. Pretty much been in control of this second set since the jump. Manville with a diving effort. Now Manville pushing it over on a third try. Ellenwood opportunity here. Dimmitt slaps it over. This one is inside the line. And just like that, it's a two-point game at 18-16 as Ellenwood now is fighting back. They've scored 3 straight and 6 of the last 8. Manville bump. There's the set. Spike for Manville. It's blocked, and it lands in. So another point for Ellenwood, and it's back to a 1-point game here in set 2. Timeout, JCN. 18-17 Chargers. Ellenwood coming back. We'll take a 30 back in a moment on Care.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jake Spaulding with Giant Communications, and our free times 3 promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry, save big, because our free times 3 promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, contact Giant Communications or visit giantcom.com. .net to learn more.
Ellenwood fighting back here in set number 2, trying to potentially end Jeff County North's season. It's 18-17. JCN by 1 here in the second set. JCN lost the first set to the Eagles 25-21. That should be a double hit, and there's the call, and a big point for the Chargers. 19-17, they're back up by 2. That stops a 4-point-in-a-row streak by Ellenwood. Manville sends it over. Push to the backside of the net. Spike attempt goes way too long, and the Chargers get this one. So back-to-back points for the Chargers, and their lead is back to 3 at 20-17. Sent over by Manville. There's a set spike attempt, and then that one is off and out of play. They're going to say it was tipped by JCN. Shuler again not agreeing with the call, so it's 20-18 as Ellenwood earned that point. So with that deflection, we lost the ball, but it's coming back into play finally. 20-18, JCN here in set two. Ellenwood won the first set 25-21. Ellenwood back to serve. Sent on over. Jobbins will push it up front. Manville pushing it to the far side, and Bell finishes. Audrey Bell puts that one home. 21-18, JCN. Jobbins with the serve, a near ace, but dug out of there by Ellenwood. Jobbins again pushing it up front. JCN, Bell's opportunity. It's hit into the bench, and there's a point. JCN, 22-18. Coming down the home stretch here in set number two. Trying to keep their season alive. JCN has it after Ellenwood sent it over on a dig attempt, and then that one lands in play. Ellenwood thought it was going out. They let it go, and they should have done the opposite. It's a point for Jeff County North, and their lead is 23-18 here in the second set. Here's Knopp on the back line, pushing it up for Ellenwood. There's a spike attempt, and there's a much-needed point. Brittany Simpson puts that one home, and it's 23-19. As JCN's lead is four here late in the second set. Zellin would have a late charge here. Jobbins to the far side. There's the spike attempt, but a good dig by Simpson, keeping it alive for the Eagles. That one sent over Manville, nicely done to get that one back over. And then Jobbins is diving for it, and that should be four hits, and it is. So JCN unable to get that one back over. And another point for Ellenwood. It's 23-20 JCN here in the second set. Simpson sends it over, and then it's hit a little far behind, but needing to get it over, Manville does. Pushing it back over is the front line. Here's Manville. That is blocked at the net, and they're going to give the point to Ellenwood. Three straight, and back to within two at 23-21. Jeff County North needing two to get to a third set. Simpson sends it across. Dug out of there. Manville here to the near side, pushed over. Now the Eagles get it back. Dimmitt will try to slap that one home, but Jobbins is there. Manville to the far side. That one out of play, but deflected. And it's going to be a point for JCN. It is set point for the Chargers as the finish put down by Jordan Rank. 24-21. The Chargers get to a third set. They'll have a few opportunities here. There's the set. There's the spike. Saved by Jobbins. She'll push it back over. Ellenwood an opportunity for the set. There's the spike. Jobbins again there for the dig. There's a nice set. There's the spike, and there it is. That's the winner for set two, 25-21. We head to a third set between Ellenwood and Jeff County North. We'll take a break. We're back in 2 minutes here on CARE 93.7.
Kendall Bank congratulates the JCN volleyball team and wishes them the best of luck at state. Kendall Bank continues to deliver a personal touch, whether it's at the door, on the phone, or online. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, in Valley Falls, Winchester, Nortonville, Overland Park, and Westport.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Courtney's LLC, family-owned and operated for over 30 years, selling more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Call Courtney's LLC at 913-796-6198 or see Courtney's north of McLeod.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Final set of the day here in Dodge City, Jeff County North and Ellenwood. Chargers are going to start down 1-0 here in this third and final set. Ellenwood getting a point. Deflected ball that goes out of play. Ellenwood won the first set 25-21. Chargers bounce back and won 25-21 in set two. Sent over by Thompson. Back line there saved by Kennedy Bank. And then it's sent over. Point Jeff County North. If JCN wins, they're in the semifinals tomorrow. They'll get the top seed Smith Center. If Ellenwood wins, it would force a three-way tie for that second spot. Jeff County North here on the rally, and it's sent over by Jobbins. Now Ellenwood here on the attack. There's a spike, and there's a kill for the Eagles. That one flushed home by Gabriel Jacobs, the 5'11 junior, and Ellenwood takes a 2-1 lead here in set three. This one's sent over by Bella Baker. There's Mick. It's blocked into the net, and it falls, and Ellenwood gets that point. They lead 3-1. Garden Plain, Smith Center, and Hillsboro are the three other teams that are in the semifinals tomorrow. There's a diving save, but a third effort gets it back over. Now Jobbins here for JCN. There's a spike attempt, and this one goes out of play. Power finish by Addison Manville. JCN back to within one. It's 3-2. So this will be Jordan Rank to serve for JCN. Ellenwood here on the attack. There's the set, and there's the spike, and there's a point. Once again, it's Gabriel Jacobs for Ellenwood. Back-to-back strong finishes for her. The Ellenwood lead here in set three is 4-2. Lauren Knopp, the junior, to serve it away. Jobbins on the back line, pushing it up front. Manville pushes that one over. Ellenwood able to keep it alive. To the far side, it's Simpson, her spike attempt. Nice diving save there by JCN's back line. They're going to set up Demet, third try. It's blocked at the net, and down it goes. JCN gets that point. Ellenwood, a 4-3 lead here early in the final set. And JCN, a victory. They win this set, they'll win the match. And they'll earn the two spots out of this pool. And win a date with top seed Smith Center tomorrow afternoon. There's a hard spike. Jobbins can't come up with it here on the near side, and Ellenwood gets that point. And if the Eagles win, it puts a three-way tie for that second spot with Ellenwood, JCN, and Maranatha. There's a good find in the open spot. Defensively tapped over by JCN. That was Manville again. And back to within one again. It's 5-4 Ellenwood. Banville sends it over, barely grazing the top of the net. Good defense there, and putting it down is Audrey Bell to tie it up at 5-5. Back-to-back points here for the Chargers. Banville sends it over. Here's Ellenwood on the attack. They'll set. There's the spike, and it lands in play, and it's going to be a point for the Eagles. That finish by Brittany Simpson, the 5'7 junior. 6'5 Ellenwood here in set three. And Simpson will serve. Jobbins diving for it to save it, keeps it alive, and then a Audrey Bell spike attempt goes right into the net. And Ellenwood leads now 7-5. Served by Kennedy Bank. Hit up front by Simpson. JCN gets it back over. Bell sends it over. Ellenwood, Baker gets it in. Three straight for the Eagles. Their lead is 8-5 here over JCN here in the third set. Ellenwood set one win, 25-21. JCN's second set win was 25-21 as well. Manville sends it to the far side. It's hit over by Evelyn Smith. There's a set, and there's a spike attempt, and there's another point for the Eagles. That one put home by Brittany Simpson. And I think we're going to get a JCN timeout. So four straight for Ellenwood. They lead 9-5 here in the third set. We're back in 30 seconds here on CARE 93.7.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Set number three, Ellenwood leading Jeff County North 9-5. Ellenwood really trying to shake things up here. The final match going on here at the two-way state tournament out here in Dodge City. JCN here on the attack, down 9-5. Bell sends it over, but Ellenwood right there to keep it alive. There's Baker on the kill attempt. Jobbins here on the back line has to put it up high in the air, and then Mandel able to get it over on a third try. Here's Ellenwood. Dimmitt pushing it over with two hands. Jobbins again playing the anchor there on the back line. Spike attempt dug out of there by Gabrielle Jacobs for Ellenwood. There's a spike attempt. Another save by the back line for JCN. Jobbins doing her job, getting it done. Baker again. That one tipped. Saved up in the air by Ruckdeschel. Ruckdeschel pushing it over with two hands. Long rally here, pushed to the back line, and it's finally going to drop, deflected by Jobbins. And Ellenwood gets the point, and now they lead 10-5. It was 5-5 just a little bit ago, now five straight for Ellenwood. There's the serve, and Jobbins off her hands and out of play. It's 11-5, favor of the Eagles. It's gut check time for JCN if they can battle back into this. Still very early. Jobbins puts it up in the air. Now Jobbins, after a diving save by Manville, has to put it over on a third try. There's a good block on the front there by Smith and Bell. Another block by Smith and Bell at the front line. Doing a good job. Now Jobbins at the back line, pushing it up front. Manville sets up Bell. Her spike is in. Lands in the right corner. And a big point for JCN. Now 11-6. That stops a six-point streak there for Ellenwood. Now Jobbins back to serve for the Chargers. That one barely grazed the top of the net, but gets over. There's Baker's spike attempt, and that one lands out of play, and it's going to be a point for Ellenwood. not sure how that works. Still very fresh to the game of volleyball, I can tell you that, but Schuler with his hands on his head, wondering how that was even possible. And has had a couple questionable calls here in a very important matchup determining state championships here. Here's Ellenwood sending it over on a third try. Now Manville sets it up. Smith pushing it to the far side. Tapped over. Saved by Bella Baker. Now Dimmitt with a spike, and that one is long and a point for the Chargers. 12-7, Ellenwood. And if JCN wins, they're in. If Ellenwood wins, we'll have a three-way tie for that final spot, as Garden Plain has already punched their ticket to the semifinals tomorrow. They'll take on Hillsboro in a semifinal matchup. Smith Center waiting for potentially JCN or somebody else. Don't want to speculate too much with still plenty of tiebreakers out there. That spike attempt goes into the net by Audrey Bell, and it's now 13-7, Ellenwood here in the third set. There's the serve by Mary Dimmitt, the senior. Pushed here. Bell spike attempt goes into the net again. Unforced errors here for the Chargers. Timeout, JCN. 14-7, Ellenwood here in the third set. We'll take 30 back in a moment here on CARE.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Out of the timeout, gut check time for Jeff County North here in the third set. They trail Ellenwood 14-7. Right out the break, that's a big point for JCN. Mary Dimmitt, her serve for Ellenwood goes right into the net. JCN will take all the free points that they can get. Now 14-8. Chargers back to serve with Audrey Bell. Sends it across. Dimmitt pushing it here to the near side. There's the spike, and there's the finish for Ellenwood. Gabrielle Jacobs pushing it down and finishing strong, extending the lead back out to 7 at 15-8. Baker sends it over for Ellenwood. Bell to the front. Manville puts that one home. Addison Manville, the senior. 15-9, Ellenwood. In the final set. A lot of the workers have gone home. A lot of the fans have gone home because we're down to just two teams for the day. There's the set. Good spike and better defense by JCN as Thompson and Manville reject that spike attempt. And it's a 5-point Ellenwood lead. It's now 15-10. Jordan Rank to send this one away for the Chargers, the sophomore. There's Dimmitt here to the near side, slapped over. Thompson will set up Manville, tapped over, diving save there by Dimmitt to keep it alive for Ellenwood. And that one is hit out of play by Ruck Deschel, but keeping it back in play is Ruck Deschel after a hit her backline teammate. There's a spike attempt, and there's the kill for Ellenwood. A finish by Jacobs. And it's 16-10, Ellenwood. And I think we're trying to still ultimately think of tiebreak scenarios here and what's going to happen if JCN were to fall here. But JCN gets a big point there. 16-11. They're down by 5. Stacey Thompson comes out. Corey Bertles checks in. Big serve here for Bertle. Sends it on over with the right hand. Knopp on the backside. Puts it up front. There's the spike. It's rejected by the front line of Manville and Smith. Manville pushing that one over, not there. Here to the near side, and another defensive effort. It's blocked. That time it was Evelyn Smith. And JCN clinching a little bit closer. It's now 16-12. So Bertles to send this one over to the far side. Spike attempt is out. Point for the Chargers. Down by three. Timeout. Ellenwood, 16-13, their lead over JCN here in the third set. Take a 30. Back in a moment here on CARE.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Join Tom and Gus Couch for Benedictine Raven Football Saturdays right here on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. If you can't get to a radio, every game is streamed live worldwide at mscsports.net. It's Benedictine Raven Football every Saturday on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7.
Final set here for JCN and Ellenwood. The Eagles leading the Chargers 16-13. Both teams won a set 25-21. There's a spike attempts, but good defense by the Chargers to keep it alive. Here's Dimmitt setting up her teammate here to the near side, and it's going to be a kill for the Eagles. Brittany Simpson put that one home. Lead back to four, 17-13 Ellenwood. If Ellenwood holds on, we'll have a three-way tie for the final spot in the semifinals tomorrow. There's a point for JCN. That one put home by Evelyn Smith. 17-14 Eagles. Manville back to serve. Good showing by the students and parents for Jeff County North all the way out here in Dodge City today. There's a set. Tip spike attempts, but Manville will put it at the front of the net, and that one is finished. I believe it was Audrey Bell who put that one away, and she did. JCN has touched up five of the last 6 points, and they're back to within two. Manville sends it over here to the near side. There's a spike attempt. What a diving effort to keep it alive by Corey Bertles. And Jobbins able to send it over on a third try to keep it alive. There's a spike attempt and another Jobbins dig on the back line. And then JCN able to find it inside the square to get a huge point. Bertles and Jobbins with huge defensive efforts to keep that one alive, ultimately getting the point. And then there's an unforced error as Manville puts the serve long. Ellenwood gets a big point to go back in front by two at 18-16, and now the Eagles on the serve attempt. This one sent over. Jobbins digs that one out. Manville to the far side. Bell, it clips the net, but finds its home. 18-17, JCN down one. Jobbins sends it over, pushed up front, tip back over by Simpson, and it finds inside the line on the far side. Shuler was wanting an illegal hit or something. He was thinking something else had happened there. But Ellenwood gets the point. Their lead is 19-17. Simpson to serve, sends it across. Pushed up by Manville. Bell sends it over. Now Dimmitt pushing it here to the near side. There's the spike that's rejected, but it goes out, and Ellenwood gets the point. Their lead is 20-17. Simpson sends it away for the Eagles. Bell puts it up front, slapped over by Rank. And this one is awkwardly hit into the net, as Bella Baker kind of stumbled over her own 2 feet in front of the net. It's a point for JCN, now down two at 20-18. We're in the deciding third set. JCN wins, they're in. Ellenwood can force a three-way tie for that second spot. And Ellenwood getting a point there on the finish by Bella Baker. 21-18 is now the lead for the Eagles here late in the third set. JCN Manville sets up Bell. Boy, her spike was dug up nicely, though, on the back line by Dimmitt. Baker sends it over. JCN will try again. Bell tipped on top of the net, and it's in the air. Now sent back over by Baker. This one is out, and JCN gets the point. They're back to within two at 21-19. Corey Bertels. Or correction, that's Audrey Bell to send over the serve. Dimmitt sets up Baker, hits it underhand, and over. Now JCN, Manville, hers. Spike is blocked, and it lands in play. 22-19 as Ellenwood gets that point. Ellenwood back to serve with Bella Baker. Sends it across. Dug up front. Bell to the far side, tipped over by Manville. Ellenwood now pushing it back over with two hands. Bell up front. Manville will push. Ellenwood keeps it alive. And then pushing it over, and now it is 23-19 Ellenwood. Does JCN have one final push? Things could potentially be real interesting here for the next few minutes if Ellenwood is able to pull it out. Put up in the air by Forge on the back line. Manville, that was rucked to shelf. And what a diving save and kept alive by Ellenwood. Manville again, tapped over by Thompson. Brings it up front of the net. And that one is short of the net as Bank could not finish, and JCN gets a much-needed point. They're down three at 23-20. They're back to serve. Jordan Rank will serve. Ellenwood sets. Blocked by Thompson. Ellenwood keeps it alive. Punched over by Dimmitt. Bell sets up Manville. Her spike is in. It lands in. They let it go. They thought it was going to be out of play. But the kill shot makes it 23-20 on the floor. We'll pause for a quick 30. It's crunch time in a moment here on CARE.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org. or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
.321 Ellenwood leading Jeff County North here in the third and final set. The final match of pool play here in Dodge City for 2A State Volleyball. Thompson had it blocked. It's going to land, and JCN's back to within one, 23-22. If JCN rallies and pulls this out, they'll be in the semifinals tomorrow. Sent on over by Jordan Rank. That one taps. Thompson has to save it, but it goes into the net, and it's now match point for Ellenwood, 24-22 Eagles. Sent over by Lauren Knopf. JCN needs this one. Manville pushing it over. Diving save. Sent here to the near side. That one tipped up by Thompson. Chargers have it. We'll send it to the far side. Sent back over. Ellenwood tapping that one over. Backed up by Jobbins. Third shot. They got to get it over. They do. Now the Eagles will push it up front. There's a spike attempt. Nice dig, though. Keeping it alive is Bell. Pushed it to net, and that one is... waiting for the call. They're saying it was out. And I think it's a point for Jeff County North. It is. So it's 24-23. It is still match point for Ellenwood. Hurdles on the serve. There's the set. Defensive effort there. Nearly out of play, and that's going to be a point for JCN. It's 24-24. My, oh, my. JCN a win into the semifinals. Here's Ellenwood on the spike, and they get the point there. JCN not in the right spot. It's 25-24. Now match point again for Ellenwood. Trying to force a three-way tie for the final spot into the playoffs tomorrow, and that's going to do it. That's an ace for Ellenwood. 26-24. Ellenwood takes it. We got a lot to dissect here and see who is in. But JCN's going 1-2, and it is all sorts of emotions right now for Jeff County North. We'll take a break. We're back in a moment. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, and we're back to settle this here in a moment here on KARE 93.7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com. Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
And and an absolutely heartbreaking defeat. Jefferson County North's season has officially come to a close as Ellenwood with the three-set win, 21-25, 25-21, and then 24-26. Via the tie-breaking scenario, Ellenwood is in to tomorrow's semifinal against Smith Center with a 1-2 pool play record. Maranatha did not have enough sets to qualify, and it came down to Jeff County North and Ellenwood, and at that point the sets didn't matter because the records were even. And it came to a head-to-head scenario, and Ellenwood, obviously with the win, moves on. And Jeff County North, their season comes to a close this season, losing again in three sets to Ellenwood after losing earlier in the day to Garden Plain and then beating Maranatha. It's going to be a 34-9 season when it's all said and done here for Jeff County North. But again, heartbreaking stuff for the Chargers. So Smith Center will take on Ellenwood tomorrow in one semifinal, and then it's Garden Plain taking on Hillsboro in the other Class 2A semifinal. So again, Jeff County North, they go 1-2 here in pool play. Their season comes to a close with a record of 34-9. Well, check out our sister station tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., 92.1 at KMZA. We're back here at United Wireless Arena for the Class 1A Division 1 semifinals as Centralia is in after going 2-1 in pool play. They will get the top seed, Pretty Prairie, in a semifinal matchup. The other semifinal will feature Spearville and Victoria. So we will have those couple of matches for Centralia tomorrow morning starting at 9 on 92.1. KMZA. Well, it's been a long day. It is bedtime for me as we'll be back up here early in the morning to get you set for Centralia in Class 1A Division 1. Big thanks out to Brian Hagan and Joe Kerr back in the Atchison studios of 93.7. We appreciate you staying up and being a part of your Friday night. But again, heartbreaking stuff as Jeff County North season has come to a close. And again, their final record 34-9 to close out the season after going 1-2 in pool play here in Class 2A State. Again, appreciate Brian, Joe Kerr as well. For everyone listening, we appreciate you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow on KMZA for Centralia in the semifinals of Class 1A Division 1. Until then, I'm Brandon Tadman signing off, and you've been listening to High School State Volleyball here on CARE 93.7.
Thanks for listening to High School Volleyball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, powered by MSC Sports. Keep up to date with your favorite local teams on the air at 93.7 FM, and be sure to visit us online at msccsports.net for late-breaking sports news, along with game recaps, schedules, and more. This has been an MSC Sports production.